The following is the general audience of His Holiness Pope Francis, given Wednesday, May 15th, 2019, in St. Peter's Square. We continue our reading from Pope Francis's general audience, given May 15th, 2019. We are reading from Pope Francis's general audience from Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. Here we have finally arrived at the seventh petition of the Our Father, deliver us from the evil one, Matthew 6:13. With this expression, those who pray not only ask not to be abandoned in the time of temptation, but also beg to be freed from evil. The original Greek verb is very strong. It evokes the presence of the evil one who tends to grab and bite us, and from which we ask God for deliverance. The Apostle Peter also says that the evil one, the devil, prowls around, looking like a roaring lion, ready to devour us, and we ask God to deliver us. With this double plea, do not abandon us, and deliver us, an essential characteristic of Christian prayer emerges. An essential element of Christian with this double plea, do not abandon us, and deliver us, an essential characteristic of Christian prayer emerges. Jesus teaches his friends to put the invocation of the Father before everything, even and especially at times when the evil one makes his threatening presence felt. Indeed, Christian prayer does not close its eyes on life. It is a filial prayer and not an infantile one. It is not so infatuated with the paternity of God that it forgets that the path of man is fraught with difficulties. Without the last verses of the Our Father, how could sinners, the persecuted, the desperate, and the dying pray? The final petition is the petition of us, when we are at the limit, always. There is an evil in our life which is an indisputable presence. History books are a dismal catalog of how often our existence in this world has been a failed adventure. There is a mysterious evil, which is certainly not the work of God, but which penetrates silently through the folds of history, silent like a snake that silently carries its venom. At times it seems to gain the upper hand. On certain days, its presence seems even clearer than that of God's mercy. The one who prays is not blind and sees clearly before his eyes this evil that is so cumbersome and so at odds with the very mystery of God. He sees it in nature, in history, even in his own heart, because there is no one among us who can say that they are free from evil, or not at least tempted by it. We all know what evil is. We all know what temptation is. All of us have experienced in our flesh the temptation of whatever sin. But it is the tempter who moves us and pushes us to evil, telling us, do this, think this, go that way. The last cry of the Our Father is hurled against this wide-ranging evil, which encompasses the most diverse experiences, man's sorrows, innocent suffering, slavery, the exploitation of the other, the cry of innocent children. All these events protest in the heart of man and are voiced in the last word of Jesus' prayer. It is precisely in the accounts of the Passion that some expressions of the Our Father find their most striking echo. Jesus says, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will. Jesus fully experiences the piercing of evil, not only death, but death on a cross, not only loneliness, but also scorn, humiliation, not only ill will, but also cruelty, rage against him. That is what man is, a being devoted to life, who dreams of love and good, but who then continually exposes himself and his fellow men to evil, to the point that we can be tempted to despair of man. Dear brothers and sisters, in this way the Our Father resembles a symphony that asks to be performed in each of us. The Christian knows how overwhelming the power of evil is, and at the same time he experiences how much Jesus, who never succumbed to its flattery, is on our side and comes to our aid. Thus, Jesus' prayer leaves us the most precious of inheritances, the presence of the Son of God, who has freed us from evil, struggling to convert it. In the hour of the final battle, he commands Peter to put his sword back in its sheath. To the repentant thief, he assures paradise. To all the men around, unaware of the tragedy that was taking place, he offers a word of peace. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. From the forgiveness of Jesus on the cross springs peace. True peace comes from the cross. It is a gift of the risen Lord, a gift that Jesus gives us. Consider that the first greeting of the risen Jesus is peace to you, peace to your souls, peace to your hearts, to your lives. The Lord gives us peace. He gives us forgiveness, but we must ask, deliver us from the evil one, so as not to fall into evil. This is our hope, the strength we are given by the risen Jesus, who is here among us. He is here. He is here with that strength he gives us to move forward, and he promises to deliver us from evil. Pope Francis concluded with a few words of greeting. I extend a special thought to the young, the elderly, the sick, and newlyweds. In this month of May dedicated to Our Lady, I invite you to imitate her. Be courageous and capable of opening your heart to God and to your brothers and sisters in order to be instruments of God's mercy and tenderness.